We're at the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the first day of competition at the Ag Mechanics Competition. And our superintendent is Jerry Renshaw, once again, third year in a row, Jerry. And I know you're very, very happy to see this thing continuing to grow and flourish.
That's correct, Ron. I'm just so excited. I'm giddy, just like a kid in school. We've got 122 projects here, representing from the small decorative all the way up to giant functional double dumped hay trailers with a optional skid unit on there, to cattle feeders, to working head, you know, cattle chutes. It's the array is amazing.
I know that we've compared. You've been involved with the San Antonio show and some others in Texas. We've compared the growth that they've had to what we're trying to do here. We're still on track, aren't we?
We are. Matter of fact, I would say we're above being on track. The average percentage of show up from entry in San Antonio and Fort Worth is about 65%. The last 3 years, we've been doing 80% of entry show up.
You know, you mentioned such a variety of different projects, a lot of different skill levels. These kids have been able to get in where they're at for this year and be able to start the process of improving their skills each year.
That's true. For an example, there's one boy here who's been here 3 years since the start of the OYE Ag Mechanics Project show, and I thought his first year project was great. And now his third year, it's three times bigger and three times better. We've got opportunities. We're getting more and more younger kids coming in at that age from 9 to 12 that are doing things because they work with grandpa or they work with dad out in the shop. And, hey, now there's an outlet to go with something they can do to begin.
This is something that I know you've got vision of really getting this thing into several hundred exhibits within the next three or four or 5 years.
Yes, I would say I envision next year, 122 this year. Next year, I think we'll break the 200 mark, and it could go 20%, 25% growth every year for a while.
What's the value of this to these young people, you think?
Well, to me, the value in the end is learning how to do something with their own hand skills and then marketing it. As they get older, they've discovered, hey, I can weld. And now they've gone through this judging process, and the judges are critiquing them. They're asking questions. They're deciding what things are. Well, we've got, you know, the thing about FFA is communication and just explaining their side to someone else. And they can sell their product time they're a senior. And some of these guys are in business for themselves now. So that's our own accomplishment, whether it's being in business for yourself or being that top salesman for somebody else.
Nice. This is a nice fit for OYE. In other words, this is another set of young people that they can engage at the state level.
That's correct. It's a very complimenting fit. You know, these kids are at home in their own ag departments, building whatever for the community, themselves, their families. And now that with this opportunity to display their wares, their projects, it gives them one more way for them to say, look what we're doing. And now it becomes very similar to showing livestock. As I was visiting with Melissa Eisenhower, it doesn't matter if it's cattle, sheep, swine, or a trailer. The mentality, the responsibility, the discipline, it all fits the same shoe.
Finally, Jerry, I know that you're really pleased the support that you're getting from sponsors, from companies, a lot of them in state that love this show and are really wanting to support it.
Yes, the more and more we do this, the easier it gets. You know, if we can get them all to come on show day and see this and bonify what we ask them for, it just gets easier and easier. We're now, you know, more than twice the prizes and everything that we did the first year. And we have more coming in at lunch, you know, for prizes. And it's just getting easier, and people believe in this program. Sky's the limit.